Good evening, ladies. I hope you are well today. So I want you to just relax, take some time to find yourself, find your bed or find a mat, get your pillow, get a blanket, sip of water, comfy clothes, and take your time to relax, to unwind, and reevaluate your day, and just be thankful that you made it and you're happy enough to be here and take the time out for yourself, letting go of anything that's been upsetting you today, not serving you and not supporting you. This is the time to reflect on how well you've done today. Congratulations if you've strived to be a better you. What could you do better? Where do you feel you are? Just reevaluate yourself and just think about who you are and what you want. This meditation's all about what you want and how you're going to do it. Firstly, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to count to 10 as you breathe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And on your breath, you're going to breathe in heavy and strong and hold. And I'm going to count for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and release. Breathe in again through your nostrils, nice and hard. And hold 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and release. And just feel your body relaxing into your bed or your mat. And then just deep breaths in through your nostrils and out through your mouth. In through your nostrils and out through your mouth with a big sigh, letting go of the day. Letting go of what was, that cannot be changed. But what can you do better? What could you have done better today? Now you're relaxed. Now you're thinking about you. What could you change? How do you feel today? Ask yourself questions. What do you want? So, obviously, we've got quite a few ladies on here, all wanting different things. But it usually comes down to love, support, and understanding. So how are we going to get that? Take a deep breath in and hold. And a deep breath out. What's serving you and what isn't serving you right now? Think very hard and go deep down into your heart. Your heart normally knows exactly what's supposed to happen. We just use our minds to deflect or sabotage. Or we can get a little bit muddled. So really think about what your heart is saying. What do you really want? What's stopping you? Maybe money, security, house, emotions, stress, trauma. These are the factors that usually stop us from living our true selves. So what can we do today to help us become the people that we are wanting to be? What could you do to create that one step further to the true inner self that you want? The one that's free, the one that laughs a lot, the one that dances, the one that saves money maybe, the one who loves, but when they love, it doesn't come out right. Comes out as nagging or stressful. Maybe your partner is not doing what he's told and you're getting angry. How can you change that? How can you communicate better? Maybe you're in a loveless relationship but scared to leave because of security, your house, your children. So what can you do to make it easier for yourself? Make it lighter so you don't have to carry the weight. Deep breath in and deep breath out. Deep breath in and a deep breath out. What about money? Money normally causes us a lot of stress. What can you do better? Could you save some money? Could you change your habits, perhaps? Could you communicate with somebody that might be able to help you with debts, perhaps? Take that step to owning these problems or situation. Maybe you want to go on a nice holiday and your partner doesn't want to. Maybe communicate. Be brave and go alone. So many factors I could go through. And normally it's to do with a partner or your money, mortgage, stress, work. What can you do with work? Are you happy? If you're not happy, what can you do to change it? Don't settle for second best. Make a change. Be strong. Be the person that you want to be inside your heart. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Maybe you've had a breakup or some trauma. These things are going to happen to us, sadly. It's something we cannot get away from. It's learning how to deal with trauma or breakups or grief. It's very important that we understand that this is a natural process. We have to go through it. We have to go through the pain to recover. Send in healing thoughts to anyone who is going through that. There will come a time where you will find peace. What do you want to do? Where are you finding your mind is directing you to a negative? Where in your mind are you going? If you keep going back to the same thing, you're going to know exactly what to do. Keep doing the same thing over and over and causing yourself pain is not the answer. This is showing the signs that it's not working. So you've got to change it. You've got to recondition your mind and change and be brave. You've got to want to change. Perhaps your communication is not fabulous with your children. Maybe change your direction on how to do it. Research. Work it out. Don't assume. Sometimes shouting falls on deaf ears. Nagging falls on definitely dead ears. So take the time to find a way to communicate better for yourself. Not for anybody else, to ease the pain and bring pleasure back into your life, because that's what you want. Pleasure, happiness, love, support and commitment. And if you're single and you want to be loved, love yourself first. If you want to be loved by somebody else, we need to dig deep and ask why you don't love yourself. What's causing you to not love that beautiful person that you are? What's stopping you? If it's your weight, the way you feel, the way you look, make some changes today. Make some new plans, grow, and don't get stuck. And start to do things that you love to do on your own. You are the most precious entity. You are the most precious being. Start to love every inch of your body, every inch of your life, because you are a gift. And you have been given the gift of life. So use it well. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Take the time to love your body right now. Love everything about you. Your smile. Your hair. Your hands. Your feet. Knees, shins, and thighs, your stomach that everybody moans about, your bottom, your back, your shoulders, your breasts, your arms, your neck and head. Love everything about you right now. Just send healing thoughts through your body. That you are amazing. Anything you can do from your thoughts when we started, you can change. You can change the feelings, the emotions, just like that. So now, love yourself. Love who you are, who you've become into a beautiful woman. Love everything about yourself. You are a gift. If you feel that you might be not using your body as well as you should, make some changes. Fuel it. Make it work better. Feed it. Nurture it. Adore it. And you will start to feel so much better about yourself. When you're happy with your body, you're happy with your mind, life will just come together. But you've got to want to change. You've got to want to do this. Make that 1% change today. Even 2, perhaps. Make a plan. Think about you and you only. What do you want? What do you want? Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Start to bring yourself back to the present. Bring yourself back to the now. With a full mind of whatever you want, you can have. Change your mindset to positive. You are in control of your mind. You are in control of your destiny. Make it a great one. Have a lovely day, and I'll speak to you.